Log Talk Radio.
Radio station coming out of California on the authority of Amin Muhammad. He sponsored this show by Sister Claire Muhammad's Hem School. May Allah continue to bless us here on this show and thank Brother Amin for all that he's doing. We thank him, so we're here tonight, like we're here 6 nights a week, talking about the oneness of God and the message of concern. That's what we are supposed to be talking about, and that's what we're going to talk about. And the other half at 9, and when it goes to 8 o'clock, we bring up the business with the message of concern. We mix them together. So we're here tonight. My name is Brother Abdul Akbar. I am one of the co-host workers, along with my wife, Dai Akbar. And we also have Sujah Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we have Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. And we have, for the imam on this show, is Brother Ibrahim coming out of Atlanta through LaGrange, Georgia, where he's the imam there. We thank you for joining us tonight. We're going to open up our show, our talk, with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. It means to open. We're going to open our talk, and we're going to open our show up with a talk with a prayer called Al-Fatiha. First, we will say it in the Arabic language, then we will say it in the English translation. Humalay Shaitan Rajin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbi Lai Dumi. Ar-Rahman Rahim. Maliki Omidin. Iyaka Nabudi Akana Stahim. Adini Sirata Mustaqim. Sirata Ladina Anto Alehim. Gauri Magdubi Alehim. Walidoli. I mean. Bismillah Rahman Rahim in English translation. We seek protection from God from the rejecting enemy, Satan. With the name of God, God is most gracious and most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship and thy aid we seek. We ask Allah to continue to always show us the straight way. And that is the way, straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestow thy favors, not of those who wrath is brought down. So we want to thank Allah for allowing us to be here tonight. But what, you know what? But we always have some extra to share with on this program, and that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to share what we have because Allah is in charge, and we are Muslim. So we're going to get started with someone in the streets talking to the people. And just, we're going to start it off like this tonight because of, we do this every now and then. Every now and then we would do this.
You take them to the community.
Yeah, this is a CD where we go to the community. And we talk to the people, and we get them, let them know what it is to be a Muslim, and tell them about Prophet Muhammad, tell them about Imam Washington Muhammad.
And I bear witness, and I testify to Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad. It's the seal of the prophet. He's the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. That Christ Jesus, Abraham, Moses, Noah, all these great men were servants of God. It wasn't God. They don't have no superpower. It was human beings, just like you and I. So I bear witness to these great men. Brothers and sisters, we like to have a little conversation with you today. We don't want you there to nothing. You got to look up on a rock to understand it. We're going to come to you today with common sense. Plain, simple, common sense. That's what the old folks call it. Common sense. There's only two things that exist, brothers and sisters. I want you to stay with me. Creator. Just two.
known commonly throughout the world, the global world,
different names. Some call them Jehovah. Others call them Yahweh. Others call them the Merciful, the Benefactor, the Redeemer. Of guidance, and he has given us question, especially us in our community, the African American community.
Thank Brother Rakeed and Brother Sujan for their talk about the image and the problem that it brings. So we're here tonight to keep truth going, keep it real, talking about the message of concern that what Imam Wahdi Muhammad had left us. And then get up on, when we get to the top of the hour, we go on to business. So we here tonight in the name, with the name of Allah the most gracious and most merciful. And we bear witness again that there is no God but one God, and that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah is the seal. There's no more prophet to come because he is the seal, he locked the door. And no more prophet can come out of that door. So messengers and seers will always be here to help us out, always be here to light the fire and show us the way. So we're here tonight on Block Talk Radio Station. That was just a piece that was did at South Camp Mall with Brother Sujai and Brother Rakeed Bashir. So we show you some of the things that we are doing out in the street, talking to the people, educating the people about what is religion, what is one God, what is Prophet Muhammad, what is Imam Washuddin Muhammad, who was the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who was Soldier of the Truth. We are trying to educate them on things that they might not know. But we're doing the best we can. Whatever Allah has blessed us with, we use it, and we use it with the blessing of Allah. Allah said that you go out and say, you tell the people the truth, then I will support you. When Prophet Muhammad, may God peace be upon him, when he went to war, he used to take the sand and let it go through his fingers and fall to the ground. The enemy seen what the prophet was doing, and many of them, they took flight. They couldn't stand it. It's Prophet Muhammad that their sand go and fall through his hand. But Allah again told Prophet Muhammad, it ain't nothing what you did. He said, what you seen was happening, I did that. So Allah get the credit no matter what we do of good. He's one who get the credit because we are his creation. And he is the creator. So we're here tonight and to keep rolling towards the thing that we need to talk about, the image, the message of concern. We need to keep that out front because the job is on the message of concern, racism in America. And the only one that's been given the torch to get rid of racism in America is the Muslim coming from the Imam Washuddin Muhammad community. Now, I believe that. Those who don't believe that, then same on them. So we're going to bring another one of our co-workers up. She's in the queue. All you gotta do is turn your mic on, mash one, and turn your mic on, and we will see you. And we will cut your mic on where you can start presenting what you're doing. So I see one more person. I see Brother Sujai in the queue. Brother Sujar, turn your mic on, and we'll bring you up to the queue and cut your mic on where you can talk. Brother Sujar. Or Sister Quran. Either one. We would be happy. Well, I don't know. can cut your mic on or not. Well, I can cut it on. I'm thinking I'll get it on. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, I got the name. You couldn't cut your mic on?
Yeah, I cut it on.
Okay, well, come on. Okay, then. Well, I got it on. You got it, my dear brother. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah. Here, Rabbil Alameen. I bear witness and testify that there is only one creator, one God, and I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, he's the messenger of Allah, he's God's servant. I would like to give the brothers and sisters the greeting of peace, of Assalamu alaikum.
Well,
alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. We can't thank Allah much. We can't thank Allah enough. We can't thank Allah too much. And all praises is due to Allah. We was dealing with this image, you know, and I remember our leader, Imam Wahidi Muhammad, told us, he said that ain't nothing more important than this image. He said, but when you go out there, don't go out there as a racist. Go out there as a person that believe in that which is right. Go out there as a person that's fair and just, and a believer. And the people, they will respond to you. They'll feel you. You know, so. That's what we try to do. Praise be to Allah. We try to present ourselves in a way where people will see that we care about our children. We care about what's going on in the society. You know, about the oppressed and our concern is genuine, and through presenting ourselves in that light, the people's gonna open up to us. They'll open up to us. They want to hear what we got to say as Muslim. You know, they already got faith in us, but they just want to know what's our part, what is it that the Muslim is contributing to this big problem that we're having. And that problem is racism. And what we are offering is a solution. And we are showing the people, are showing the world the origin of racism. How racism began, how it started. And showing the people that racism just didn't begin and start just in politics, but racism got its birth in religion. It got its birth in religion. Now, just imagine that. One of the most terrible things that we are experiencing here out in the society is racism, images in religion, and the devastated effect of racism, false worship, you know. If we look at the society, we see people that is mentally ill, people that's crazy. They're going crazy. They're going crazy. And just from our study, we found out that the origin of that, the reason, we found out that a group of psychologists came together and studied that. And they came to the conclusion that the main causes of mental illnesses is false worship. The people is going crazy around here because they are trying to make something out of creation, their God. They are not worshiping the real God. They use something out of creation and make that into a God. And the majority of them is going crazy. They mentally ill. So think about what I'm saying. One of the main causes of mental illnesses is lying on God. It's trying to put something out of creation. It's putting something out of creation or using something out of creation as your God. And it's causing you to go crazy. And the origin of racism is the idea that the Creator, the all-powerful, the one that knows all and sees all, had a son. The one that's most wise had a son. And they claim that one of our respectful, holy people, Mary, that God impregnated Mary and Mary gave birth to a son. Well, that's some of that is true. Some of that is true. But God says that Jesus was created on the line that he created Adam. And the way he created Adam, the Quran said God, all he had to say is be, and it came into existence. And that's the same way that he created Christ Jesus. Jesus was birthed just on God's hand be. It wasn't nothing else. In Islam, it said that Mary had a baby without a man. But that's not a big thing for God. Adam came into being without a man or woman, from nothing. And this whole creation, God brought it into being. He said, be, and it were, and it is. The scheme that is brought forth . They brought the idea that one of the races gave birth to a god. And that particular race has god-like power. And that particular race think and feel that they are superior. Why? Because you didn't come from God, but they feel that they came from God. They are the family of God. I have talked to many Caucasians. And they have accepted the color scheme. The color scheme is white and black and all the other colors. It's a color scheme. It's a scheme. And they establish one color as superior, as the most purest. And these same peoples that they saying that they are pushing out there, pushing their image out there as one of the families of God. These same people took on this most superior color, and that's white. And they'll tell you that they are white people. And you look at them, you say, what kind of mess is this? What kind of mess is this? These people saying that they're white, but they look like they're pink and red and they look funny. Excuse me. But they don't look white. But they took on that color. And this same scheme was presented way back in the times of before Egypt, you know. And they found out that this color scheme it's a scheme that established them as superior. And here in America and all over the world, they work as superior, as the best. Everything about white, they televise to you, or they give to you, represent the best. If you're getting married, you get married in white. If somebody die and you go to a funeral, you're supposed to wear black. when you're dealing with death. Anger food cake is white. Devil food cake is black. The good guys on the TV, the cowboys, wear the white hat. The bad guys wear the black hat. Black is ugly in the dictionary. White is pure. So they established almost everything in the society is showing you that white is good and it's the best. And the black represent something ugly or something inferior or something dead. Don't have no life. So we was programmed to think that way. It's a color scheme. It's a color scheme. So they coming at us both ways. They coming at us with the image, and then they're coming at us with the color scheme. We're dealing with a people that want to rule. And if you study their history, they was warmongers. The people that came in America, Caucasian people, so-called white peoples, that came here to America was people that was thieves and robbers. They wasn't the best people that came from the Caucasian race. They was people that was troublemakers and thieves. And they are the ones that established order and things here in America. The so-called Italians, they came here and set up their gangs and things where they forced people to pay them for protection. And they set up as gangsters, robbing and killing, selling alcohol, everything that was illegitimate, they took control of that. We're telling you about the scheme. We're telling you about the origin of why this order that we have in America got to go. This world is slowly dissipating. It's slowly leaving us, and the new world is coming in. You got more people that's standing up against the image, speaking out, speaking up, and saying there's only one God. You've got more people now is speaking about unity. Let's come together and establish something good in the society. Right and the truth. It's popular today. It's popular today when back in the time a lie and how slick you were and the schemes and things was very popular. But now the truth is popular. The people listen to the truth, and they stand up with the truth. They pushing the truth now. So the new world is coming in. Praise be to Allah. We got a new order coming in. Exactly what Imam Wahid Muhammad was saying. So, brothers and sisters, we thank you. We pray that we contribute something to this here message of concern. That's my effort, is to think and try to figure out something that I can contribute to this here message of concern. Because it's a serious concern. We came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam. Thank you, Brother Suja.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Allah Akbar.
Yeah, we are working 6 days a week trying to remove the false image in the world that causing most of the problem. We believe we wouldn't have these problems if they had started off on the wrong feet, calling God as a man, and then trying to enforce that, and have enforced that. And that's what the problem comes, they enforced that. They started the United States off supposed to be on the right foot. Then they greed set in. They took the land, went to Africa and stole us and brought us here. That was a great mistake. Brought us here, worked us all them years without paying us. Then took our minds away from us. We don't have minds to bring together and do the thing that we need to do because all the school they put us in has led us all kind of ways against each other. It led us against each other. And now our children don't know what they want to be. They don't know whether they want to be a man or a woman. They don't know if they want to be a man today or a woman tomorrow. Christ Jesus, may God peace and blessing be upon him. He said in the last day, you won't be able to tell women from men. That day has arrived. We went to a funeral today of one of our friends. Wife had passed. The brother was the imam down in LaGrange, Georgia. He passed now. His wife passed. And we went to the burial, the janaza, at the graveyard that was in the back of a church. You couldn't tell women from men. I don't care if they did have a mask on. The way they were dressed. You can't tell one. And some of them, it was obvious that they have went against their nature. And all this is related or goes back to the image. When you don't know yourself, you ain't going to try to be yourself. And they know that. And what is yourself? Yourself is a righteous human being that God created to pass tests, a moral test, a test of being decent, being a good mother and a father. That is the test that we're in, being a good neighbor. Don't steal, don't lie, don't bear false witness against our neighbor. All these are tests that God has put us in. And then God tell us, you get what you scribe for in the Quran and whatever you scribe me for. It will soon come in sight. And we are told there is a heaven and a hell. If there's a heaven and a hell, how do one get in one? Well, you get in one by doing right, obeying the laws of God. You get in there. To get in hell, just keep doing wrong, and wrong gonna be your own undoing. And the Bible says you're gonna reap what you sow, and whatever you sowing will soon come in sight. So this religion is here to help the world. It comes to help the world bring some balance back. And that's the Christianity world, the Judaism world, which those religions, most of them are pagan religions, which is no religion at all. when you hold up more than one image, you are holding up or producing paganism. So we had to get rid of that, because if there's a heaven and hell, the scripture says you get what you scribe for. Some kind of statue that with God with the. So we thank Allah for this Black Talk radio station coming out of California, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sim School. So that's the reason we're here tonight, to get rid of the false idea about God. And that's what messed the world up. That's what the TV do every night. That's what we see the TV doing every night, telling us how to live our life and telling us to live a funky and a filthy life, that you grown, you can do whatever you want to, don't let nobody tell you nothing. This is your dream. Follow your dream. And to even they follow your dream to the garbage can. Follow your dream. So we're here to keep hope alive. That we hope that all of us get back in order and start being the man and woman that God has created us to be, the protectors of our women, the protectors of our children, our neighborhood. And the only way we're going to get back to that, we have to respect and love each other, show some real concern for each other. You know, I was looking at the TV today, and all the internet, YouTube, and this lady pulled up. She said, "I got two black males, and they won't give me their name." And they were trying to tell her the law. They hadn't broke no law. That they were citizens and they hadn't did anything wrong. And the lady still called them two black males. So when you said black and when you said white, white would always be on top of black. It'll always be up over black. And they know it. Pure against darkness, the light. True, falsehood. For he said falsehood is darkness. Black males. And other things, like the Chew said, the chocolate cake is the devil food cake. Who did all that? It was the devil. And we must tell our people. So we have reached the top of the hour, and we hope that as you speak, you can mix other, but always bring up some kind of how we can get out of this situation economically and what we can do, what we can start trading with each other. What can we do? Go back to the farm and start growing our food. So the food, start growing new peach trees and pear trees and blackberries. We need to do something so we can have the good food with a good life, because we can have a good life, but you ain't got no good food with it, then that bad food gonna cut your life down, or cut it off some. So I have another brother we're glad to hear, brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. He's here to share with us, and then by Benedict, share something and let us know how best your better half is doing. We love to hear about that. We all keep concerned about each other. We have brother A.K. Shabir is in the hospital, and he's fighting for his life with the COVID and with the other problems that he having. And we pray that he get better and come on out of the hospital. He's doing a whole lot of good things for this community and for the world. So I'm gonna bring brother Muhammad up. Brother Muhammad, your mic is on. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. I said assalamu alaikum to everybody in the queue and out of the queue. And as always, we thank Allah very much for the good work that you are doing here on the message of concern. You know, Udu Billahi Min Shaitani Rajim Bismillah Rahman Nirrahim Ashadu La Ilaha Illallah Wa Ashadu Anna Muhammad Dara Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I'll go this way so that we get the guidance for business and how to resolve this economical unbalance that we know that regardless of what we say, we know it comes from Shaitan and from our own souls and not depending upon the way Allah has told us to establish a halal way of life where we are in control of our food anyway. And anyone else is welcome to eat the best from the people who are trying to raise and produce things according to its nature. That goes for our meat, our vegetables, our art of making clothing, the art of building homes. We try to do it with the nature of how those things come about so that we have a product, a life, a reality that is good for any person who will believe in the last days and believe in having a good life in this world here, and inshallah, have a good life in the next. And those of us who are blessed to have the Quran and we have the opportunity to establish the economical way to have the best life of the Quran and the best life that Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam showed us that you can leave and go to Allah and he'll send you back and make you much, much more prosperous in your life here on this earth. We have to accept it. And I think Allah has been so merciful to us. He has given us more than enough proof. When we look at how the Muslims in America going on maybe a couple trillion dollars a year in income, but they haven't accept unity and love for themselves what they love for each other, to spend that money, first of all, for the sake of Allah to give us the life that we are fighting, struggling so hard to get in this here North America where we was once slaves at and didn't have nothing. So we thank Allah for having that progress now, going on $2 trillion a year. And that's just for the ones who have a job in this time of no employment. Muslims are working and making good money, but are not spending it on anything except themselves, directly or indirectly. And they do practice a little bit of sadaqa and spend on the less fortunate in the form of sadaqa in the sadaqa box or looking out for a brother who needs someone who might call him or a sister who lead call another sister to explain. Well, we will do that. But that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for peace. And wealth that comes out of this earth that Allah has made this earth to give us while we are here in this destination of giving this fight to the shaitan and going on to the Jannah where everything shall know milk and honey, etc. Now we know everybody, Allah has answered every personal human being on this earth, be he, or she a Muslim or not. He has answered the du'as and given them whatever in their heart they want, be it drugs, alcohol, murder, riches, whatever it is. He has answered their du'as. We not anybody understand it, but Allah knows because he's the one who's going to answer these du'as. Now, we've been praying, and he's answered all. A lot of Muslims have become millionaires because that's the du'a they've been making to Allah. And they're trying to balance it out with their ibadah, with their worship to Allah. We all been doing it on different levels. But it's only an individual prayer. And we know Allah told someone who we all respect, Imam Wafdi Muhammad said, all praise is due to Allah for your personal success. But when are you going to start doing it for the community that you've been talking about ever since you heard that there was one God. Because that was one of the promises that he gave. He said there will be a community of believers who are protectors, maintainers, friends. Everything we need is in those who say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. And every other person who knows that but has not reached that development out of their personal prayer, that have the type of prayer that they should have for every human being and one for their fellow human being, what they want for themselves, but a still they might support that clear understanding that Allah gives every human being, regardless if they're Muslim or not, because we all come from one soul, so we all have the same natural direction of wanting to live good for the sake of others. We don't want to see the orphan suffer. We don't want to see no human being suffer if that's their dua, if that's the kind of dua they're making. But we also have to answer after fair warning and fair dealing, giving them the best product, and they refuse, they don't want it, and there's nothing we can do about it except to continue to try to find those who do. Now, those of us who are trying to establish an economical halal base, to buy halal, to sell halal, to live halal, to think halal, we have to now take our personal dua and sincere group duas. That's what the imams are for in our masjid, or imams that's in our life. They're out front to pray for everybody, not for themselves. It don't make no sense to have an imam who is successful, but he's out front. Is he praying just for himself, or is he praying for the development of the community that Allah has him servicing? How can a man be rich, drive a brand new car every year, and he's not creating employment so that everybody in the community can have that opportunity? Or he's working with those who are in the same position like he is. Allah is rewarding their personal duas. But when they come together as a community for the benefit of the community, they have shura and pull their intellectual, spiritual, emotional, and economical money to make sure everybody in the community has the same opportunity to get it if they want it. And let the community grow and blossom into having their own schools, senior citizen buildings, hospitals, in their community, in their perimeter of the dunya, that Allah is going to give them as much as we make dua as a group for Allah to answer. Now Allah said, what for proof do y'all need? I answered every one of y'all dua, even though you might be lying to yourself or you really don't know what you want, you know, but whenever you make your dua, I answer it. Now, what you do with it determines whether or not if it's going to blossom. You can't pray for halal and then put it in the makruh or take it to haram or fornicate with it, mix it with haram or mix it with adulterated money or adulterated life or adulterated business. You got to be satisfied with what is halal. And make sure, like we say in our own language, do for self. Spend it so that halal people will be the best example of how the word of Almighty God Allah, the creator of all life, has chosen for us and given to us as a favor, al-Islam. And it's open to anybody who wants it, if they're willing to make the same sacrifice that we want to make. Give up all that funny artificial food, all that funny this and that, and all them sweets and everything to get your system on by, and be satisfied with halal. Like we've seen the Jews, we've seen the people of other different religions. Allah had to tell them they wanted the worst of the world in food, everything, pleasure, et cetera, et cetera. But we who say La ilaha illallah are supposed to be satisfied with halal. But the reason why we don't have businesses, because this business got business, we got a business, but we don't have businesses. Because we are not making a community prayer to Allah to bless us, to be and live the model example of the human life of the male and female and the children who worship Almighty God Allah. We are told not to take any kind of money that's not halal in the first place, even if you have doubt about where it comes from. If you have doubt, leave it alone. And the only way you're going to be able to do that is if we follow Allah's instructions and create our own money. Depend upon our own money from our vegetables, our industry, our bakeries, our serving each other in different services. Fixing each other's cars, repairing each other's houses, and those who are not going to send as ansars, as companions to the life that we live in, because they wanted to. It's just something is holding them back, like it's holding us back. What scheme? What image is holding us back? There ain't none, except we're not praying as a group. We all praying as a bunch of individuals, and sometimes even our prayers, in our minds at least, we might not see it as in human beings, but Allah sees how in your mind you scheme and make dua unknowingly mixed with your other dua that goes against your brother and sister being successful. You won't even buy nothing with them from them. Like we say, we're only spending on supporting their business the way we should be supporting. Wholeheartedly. Well, I say, when you come into Al-Islam, when you come into Allah, when you come into this reality, you try to come wholeheartedly. You don't go to some other store just because it's convenient. If you got to go all the way across the town to buy a loaf of bread from your brother, from your sister, of the halal, of the Islamic faith, that's who you should go do. Allah will reward you for that. You'll be surprised how much peace of mind he gives you when you buy that loaf of bread and know that you drove 12, 13 miles from the other side of town to buy that just to support your brother and sister for the work that they're doing and making sure that you can buy the bread that Almighty God Allah has permitted you to eat, has selling you the meat. That not only is it halal, but you have the Bihai. And the Bihai has a life. This is the Bihai intelligent. This is the Bihai spirit. Of the Bihai emotional. Because these are all things when we remember to do it, this be Allah before we do it. Did Allah tell us, say, Bismillah, before you do anything, to remember me in all that you do. So we might not understand it, but we do understand Zabiha. That's all Allah said. Allah said, just say, Bismillah, before you do anything, instead of us just relating to killing the animal. Do that to your intellect. And if you make dua for that dollar bill, make sure that dollar bill, ask Allah to make sure that the dollar bill is pure. Because remember, some of that dollar bill is supposed to be going, 2.5% of it is supposed to be going to the zakat box, something that is a pillar of our economical system. That's why we can't get no money, because all that money out there is contaminated until we start making our own money by selling our own products, our own service to anybody who is welcome to anybody. They just need to see it and get it a couple of times, so they can say, those Muslims, I'd rather do business with them. First of all, I enjoy that they talk about God. They talk about what I believe in. It might not be the same thing, but I love hearing how much they love that God called Allah. I love how they love it. They're like, I love Jesus Christ. I love how they love Prophet Muhammad. And what they say about Prophet Muhammad, it sounds like the same thing that Jesus is saying. May Allah forgive me for giving credit to that name, to Prophet Isa. May Allah be pleased with him. Or what the people of Musa say, the people of Ibrahim, et cetera, et cetera. That's what's going to make people help us after we help ourselves in establishing halal. After we develop halal minds by having halal schools, how we have the best health that the world has ever seen when we, and if we get sick, we go to our halal hospitals where we have the best doctors, the best scientists of nature, not just of medicine, but of the nature of medicine. Because they have studied everything in this earth, everything in this creation that Allah said is in the Quran to help us overcome any disease except death. And we so blessed, we know that death is just the final opportunity on this earth here to have it on the day of resurrection to go to another life. We can't lose with the stuff that that Quran gives us by Allah's permission, especially that money. It's out there. It ain't gone nowhere. It ain't gone nowhere. We just are only praying to get it by our own self or for our own self, maybe our family, maybe. Because we done seen how money makes even families, especially amongst the right. Ain't nothing more proving to that situation than to see two Christians, rich Christians, wanting to get their children some money. Got Muslims doing. Look at these so-called kings in what we call, they call Islam, but we know it's Al-Islam. But look what these kings do. They won't even give their fellow human being like us over here in the United States, America and France and other places where Muslims are under oppression, or Muslims are starving, Muslims are fighting for life. These rich Muslims who call themselves kings won't even give them a dollar so that they have a masjid to pray in. Won't even support us when you're in America. We done got everything we need. We free. The Muslims in America, especially those in, of the ancestry of the African slave, is free. And we're trying to establish freedom for all human beings, economically, especially economically. And these so-called believers, Allah know, he better know. But their deeds and actions say they don't believe. They think they have a right to be a king and trying to justify. They got other Muslim scholars trying to justify them being a king. Won't even give the Muslims in America, especially those of the Muslim descendants who came here in slavery, won't even give them a dollar to show how powerful that Quran and living the life of that Quran and following the example of Prophet Muhammad is freedom for everybody, especially for America, who's been lying all this time, but Allah still showing his mercy that they still might wind up being the best country in the world that exemplifies freedom, justice, and equality. It's only going to happen if the Muslims do it, though. We got to believe that. We got to have faith in that. Because everybody else has tried it. There ain't a human being in America, unless he or she is a Muslim, have not made any kind of effort to establish freedom, justice, and equality. Love, peace, and happiness, worshiping the one God with no partners, following the example that he has given in all the prophets and messengers of God, ain't none of them trying to establish it. They establish self-worship. Self-worship. Even the Christians want to have a white guy they want to worship. The Buddhists want to have a Chinese guy they want to worship. The Hindus want to have an Indian God they want to worship. The Africans want to have an African God to worship. Except the people Allah has showed them are his servants of worship to the one God, etc. Just think about that. That's why they won't spend with us, and we shouldn't think that they're going to spend with us. We shouldn't even think that if we go in business with them, there's a trick to it like they show you over and over and over again in our experience here in North America. They show you how they regard them. How good they are, they always got trying to trick the honest man out of what he has invested in them by when they pretending like they honest, but all along they trying to steal from us or halal. Or either trying to make our halal haram. We have to be satisfied. Allah has answered everybody's dua, individual dua, to be whatever they want to be. But if we want to be a community, a rich community, who practice not only sadaqah charity, that we have a way of charity that purifies every dime we get, inshallah. To spend the help and the help that we give, inshallah, will last a lifetime for whoever needs it. Because we're going to continue to reinforce it. And Allah said, I will reinforce your mercy to them. I'll reinforce your mercy from me. This is what Allah said. Allah said, you be merciful to them and give them the truth. Give them the best education, the truth. Give them the best food, halal. Give them the best friendship, love. Allah said, I'll give it to you. And it's endless. That's why it's easy for everybody to come back to the truth if the truth stands alone. We are the ones who should be standing on our own. We don't need anybody except the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad to do what is best for everybody. But we have to believe first. And then our believing people will spend some of that $1 trillion with us. All we remember, our problem is that we don't remember Allah, we're not regardful of Allah, and we don't believe enough in Allah to make a group prayer. Or we believe enough to pray for what we want, but we won't pray for our brothers and our sisters. Don't you know we got orphans in Al-Islam right here in the United States of America? That's a single parent. That's an orphan. A woman went out with her child and had no man or no men to protect or create a situation to where she, even if she has to do it her own self, have a halal job to go to. One with dignity that pays her enough to not only to be independent of any kind of seduction from any type of man, because she is dependent upon halal money from halal people to give her a halal life until Allah bless her with the opportunity of marrying again or getting a husband. And they come together, feast Allah, feast the Billah, and their worship to continue to increase their money, spend in their own neighborhood to make sure that money don't go nowhere, because they have finally understand that it's our dua to Allah that he bless all of us, the believers, wherever they are on this earth. Allah will make the believers prosperous like he has promised them when they pray for it. He's already answered their individual prayer. But when we come together, put it on paper in consistency so anyone can read, Iqra, anyone can do what the prophet said, Iqra, they read in the name of Allah that I'm your brother. Whether you male or female, I'm your brother. My life and my death is all for Allah and you. My life and my death is all for Allah and you. That includes my money. But that's not going to happen until we come and do like we done our shahada. It was a public declaration, either witnessed by one or two or many. When we tell ourselves and each other that I'm going to do what is in the Quran and I'm going to do what Prophet Muhammad has been permitted by Allah to model for us, to follow his example, even if it kills me. That's where we're going to see the success. And it starts with leadership. Imams must not pray for anything for himself when he gets to that position where he's a group leader. His personal prayer has already been answered because everybody in the community seen it, and they say, you are the best one to stand out front to represent the group prayer. And because we'll be behind you reinforcing it. If there's 500 believers in your community or two million in your community, you got 200 million people behind you praying the same thing that all of us be successful in our worship to Allah and our life here on earth and our life here in the United States of America. And our life as being the ex-slave who has now been given the opportunity again, like Bilal, like Mansa Musa. If those people who don't believe, who don't believe, want to continue basing on racial identity, the way they believe, not the way we believe, because we don't believe in racial identity. But Allah has already made that possible for us. The richest man ever recorded in history was someone who Allah, in his great plan, seemed to have, Allah already best knows, gave us an example that we have no business being poor. If we believe that he is God and Muhammad is in messenger. Look at Mansa Musa. Look at the success of Bilal. Look at the success of Aski or Muhammad. Look at all the based upon racialness, the way those disbelievers believe and want to try to get us to believe, but it's based on their faith in one God and his messenger, Prophet Muhammad.
Long way, man.
So our success is always going to be like anybody else's success because Allah has made all type of people successful in this world because he's answered their personal prayers. Let us pray as a group. Like we said, let us spend in a group. Let us get a better understanding of what we mean when we say do for self. It just doesn't mean money. It means want the same life under Almighty God Allah. May Allah's peace and blessing be on all of us and make our businesses grow for the benefit of all, not just for the benefit of one or two people who's already in business and doing all right. But what are you going to do with it? As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad. May Allah continue. Bless you. Man, that was all of us.
I've got my blessing. I'm trying to get some for all of us. That means I get some more.
Allahu Akbar. Well, I'm on. We got a sister who's gonna, Sister Lala. She going to read one of her poems, and she always have a daily send off where she send words around the country, wishing people a good day. So I'd like to bring Sister Lala. Haji Lala Muhammad, Sister Lodge, match one and come into the queue, and I will turn your mic on. Sister Lala. Sister Brother Mubarak, match one and come into the queue. But we can hear our sister give us a poem or two, and then we're going to... let her give us her daily send-off, which she sent to all the sisters around the country. Sister Lala, match one, or Brother Mubarak. Excuse me. Match one, and you'll be brought into the queue. Okay. Match one.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept messages at this time. Goodbye.
Assalamu alaikum. I said, Salam alaikum.
Well, they got salam. You want to say something else?
No, dude, you can't hear you. We're not getting no volume. We can't hear the sister talking nothing.
Oh, I had on mute. Okay, then. I see what you're saying. Brother Suja,
right.
I said, thank you, Brother Muhammad. Brother Suja, I said, alaikum. Ma'am, I mean, you want to say a thing? Brother, I mean, I guess you won't say no. Brother Suja.
But Amin want to say something. I talk a long time, so he can.
He's indicating that he won't say nothing. So you got it.
Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator alone who has no partners, no shareholders. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. No other prophet is coming to mankind after Prophet Muhammad. You got some Muslims and Christians is saying that Jesus is coming back, you know, if he do, it's going to be a contradiction. You know, what we need right now is to get established, is to unite and come together. That's what we need. Rather than getting spooky, looking for something that ain't going to happen, you know. Let's come together. Let's come together and start. You know, we got different people that like to do different things. I don't expect for everybody to do the same thing. Everybody loves to try to do the same thing. You know, you got people, human beings are different. You got different things that they like to do, and they're good at it. So we kind of encourage those people that come together. Imam Wali Muhammad said, "Birds of a feather flock together." Get with people that love to establish the type of businesses that you love. Get with those people. You're gonna be happy. You know. Don't go into something that you're going to be miserable. Don't try to do that. That's plenty. It's a wide open space for us. That's plenty to do.
Many of us is knowledgeable that in different areas. You know, I like food. I deal with the food aspect of it. You know, I deal with the food. So I look for people that love to deal with food. You know, some people just love to make people happy. I remember my grandfather. You know, and he loved to cook. He was a cook, my grandfather. But one thing that he loved is when somebody told him how good his food was. Oh, he loved that. You can see the light come on it. If you tell him how good them greens was or how good that cornbread that you made was, you know. And so let's do things that fire you up
And there's plenty of things to do. You got some people that's carpenters. They love to build. You know, get together with those people that does that. You know? There's people that's got unlimited skill in building and shaping things up. Getting something that is a board or a tree and putting a form to it. They love to do that. You know? Let's think about opening up something for everything that we do. Let's get a pod shop. Get a pod shop. And then you have a whole variety of things that you're dealing with. If this Caucasian can put it together, you can put it together too. If you work for him, you can work for yourself. And that's one of the things I do when I talk to African Americans, and especially my children, which they already know. My children already know, praise be to Allah, that you just shouldn't just strive to try to work for somebody. Which some of us got to work for other people. I understand that. But try to make your goal as one that is self-employed. That you're working for yourself. You may not be successful with it. You may have to work for somebody, you know. But the Quran said, Allah said, you get what you strive for. You strive to be independent. You strive to own your own. It's a good feeling, brothers and sisters, to be able to contribute something in this society because they got so many things that they're doing is incorrect. Well, Shuja, what would make you think that it's incorrect? Because I know right from wrong. I know right from wrong. I know when a thing is wrong. I know when a thing is right. Satan can't take that from me. You can't take that from me, not from me. When a person tries to put in things that they just getting by with and don't try to give the people their best, the best, you know, you'll know that. This ain't the best. And some people believe that, you know, you're just supposed to sell for whatever we give you. I don't think like that. I do not think like that. I believe that we as Muslims should be competitive in quality. Competitive in that which is right. That we should be a strong contender to all that's good. Strong contender. Muslim. That's my fight. And I will fight. I'm not afraid to fight. I will fight. You know. I'll stand up for what I'm saying. And I ain't scared. My name is Shuja. And the meaning of Shuja is he that is without fear. I'm sorry. Don't have it. I know I'm gonna die one day. I don't want to be living no long life. you know, I want to go on to Allah, especially where the Allah said that he promised us the believer. I'm ready to go on to Allah. When Allah is ready to accept me and ready to take me. Praise be to Allah. I bear witness that there is only one God, and Prophet Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. You know. But if you got fear in you and you're scared of everything, you go for anything. Let's get that fear out of us so we can establish some businesses. Let's compete with the master, so-called master. Let's compete with him. Let's outdo him. Let's get that money and keep that money among ourselves. Let's learn how to do that sign. You know, you had to be really sharp to be able to keep money among yourselves, spend with each other. You had to be sharp. You had to have some kind of love in your heart. You had to either believe in unity and coming together, or you got to have some love for that person that you're working with. Or those people that you're working with. Or your understanding got to be good. You got to have a good understanding that if we don't work together, we're not going to have no power. So I'm working together with my brothers and sisters because I know that that's power. If I spend with my brothers and sisters, I know that it's bringing up our community. It's bringing up what we are striving to do. Plenty of us got money. You know, I hear some of us bragging and acting like they got a whole lot of money and things. I hear that. But let's come together with that. If you got a whole lot of money, let's come together. Spend some of that money on something that's going to bring us together. That's why I spend my money. I don't have a whole lot of money. But I spend my money on establishing some things that I believe in. I ain't got no whole lot of money. But I don't think there's nobody who want for our brothers and sisters the way I want for ourselves. I want to see what the Imam Wahdi Muhammad had a dream of, and the army like Muhammad had a dream of, as far as establishing unity and a society where we as African Americans can be recognized as contributing and doing something good. I want to see that. That's what I'm living for. It makes me no different how another person thinks. I can't control how somebody else thinks. They can think what they want to think. But I know what I want to do. I know what I'm striving for and what I'm working for. I know that. That's good enough for me. And when you talk to me, I'm not going to be stumbling and fumbling. You can't lie to me. I'm going to run you down with the truth. If you come to me with a lie, with something slick, I'm going to run you down with the truth. So let's be brothers and sisters, and let's love each other, and let's want to see our nationality established. You know, they don't even want to give us reparations. You got some African American saying we shouldn't have reparations. All this, what our people went through, and all these other people that gotten, that they're giving reparation to, we got some ignorant African-American saying that they ain't going to do nothing with the Noah. And I don't believe in having just a little money. I want a whole lot of money. My appetite is big. I'm following my leader, Imam Wabidi Mami. I got a big appetite. I want to do something big. That's the reason we got BUII. That ain't nothing little. That's big. You scared? Well, then you need to get out of the way. Because you ain't working with no scary people. I remember walked through the business. I walked through there with the imam, and there in Chicago, and Brother Cook cutting up chicken, and the imam was showing how he cut up a chicken, you know. He got to the butt, and he cut the butt off and threw it away. And he said, "I don't eat nobody butt." But we got some of us saying, "Oh man, that butt is good. I can fry it. I can boil it." It makes the greens tender. And, yeah. So let's come together, brothers and sisters, and establish businesses. I know this is the business section. Let's stop pushing these Middle Eastern brothers stuff. I mean, we push their stuff so hard. I mean, I know the first they don't say, "Well, I ain't got nothing else to push." Yes, you can. You can develop some things. We developing this here, these calendars out of nothing and pushing them. But you won't push the calendar. Praise be to Allah. We pray that Allah bless us, brother and sister. And we ask Allah forgiveness if we say it anything that's wrong, and pray to Allah that if we say it anything that it will help and is good, all praise is due to Allah. We came to you in peace. We're gonna leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum. I saw my income. We got four more minutes. We can close up in prayer.
Go ahead and close up in prayer, Mr. John. Go ahead.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy mercy and grace, not of those whom thy wrath is brought down, nor of those who go astray. Amen. Praise be to Allah.
May Allah's peace and blessings be upon everybody. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.